Good morning and welcome to Inside the Huddle. Sam Word alongside Kyle Etherington. Inside the Huddle brought to you by Healthy Communities of Clinton County and Winsky Brothers. You can watch Inside the Huddle on HoosierLandTV.com. You can find us on WILO or stream us on Clinton County Daily News. Find all the archived episodes on there as well, or on Spotify. Plenty of ways to listen or watch the show. And we thank you for doing that. We're going to get right into the show today, get right to our first guest, and it is Carroll Lady Cougars basketball coach Brady Wiles. Coach, how are you doing today?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you all doing?
We are doing good. Coach, two big wins for you this week in sectionals, and you guys find yourselves in the sectional championship game after winning it last year, a chance to defend that title. You guys picked up a 62-40 win over Clinton Prairie on Tuesday, and then a big 70-23 win last night over Bethesda Christian. Talk about what you've seen from your girls this week.
Yeah, I just, truthfully, I see them focused and, you know, taking a business-like approach to the long trip down to Brownsburg. And, you know, that's what's good to see. I think I think we've been heading in the right direction. I think our season's been split into three different complete styles. I think we were just getting by the first 9 or 10 games, and then we hit a stretch where it was pretty rough, and then kind of hit the reset button after the Delphi game, and we've been playing really well since. And you know, when we're all on the same page and hitting shots and playing hard, ultimately things typically take care of themselves. So really proud of the girls the last couple games, and you know, like I said, we just need to keep momentum going, and that's what it takes to win a sectional.
And it's interesting you talk about the business-like approach, because that's exactly what Kyle and I have seen over the last week. Starting with the game on against Clinton Prairie, you guys came in there. It seemed like everyone was doing their jobs, and you guys were able to come out with a big win. And then last night, I mean, the defensive intensity that you guys had, and we were talking about how many different defenses you guys were running in that game when Bethesda might figure it out for one possession. You guys would switch the defense up and run it to perfection. Talk about your mindset on the defensive end of the floor and your team's ability to really play whatever style of defense is necessary.
Yeah, I think that's one of the big differences in this year's team from last year. Is last year we had to play defense, we had to be locked in defensively to score the basketball, and that's where I think we have improved a lot, and I think we're much more dangerous this year, because when we are locked in on defense and rebounding, we're a pretty good basketball team, but we can also score the ball a little bit this year as well. So I think that's a very good point. I mean, we kind of joke around that we have 12 different defenses, but ultimately it's not a joke. We'll run 12 different defenses in one game, and that's just kind of our style. I mean, the girls, when they're not in transition defense, when there's a dead ball, they're looking over to see what defense we're going to play next. So we like to mix it up. We like to do 5 or 6 different things every quarter, and ultimately, you got to give the girls some credit. I mean, they buy into defense, and they, you know, they've become flexible as the season has moved on. And ultimately, I think they trust the process and trust the fact that, you know, we're gonna do a lot of different things and confuse the other team, and that's how we're gonna score is by playing good defense.
Well, speaking of giving girls credit, there's a couple of girls that deserve credit after the win from last night. We'll start with Jillian Saltz. In both of the first halves of these two sectional games, she's had over 15 points in the first half alone, and she's been kind of the motor for your team, and she's played excellent these last two games.
Yeah, I mean, Jillian has definitely done that. I think if you asked her, though, you know, a lot of the looks that she's getting is not, you know, her getting the ball on the wing and taking it to the basket, or her getting the ball inside and taking it to the basket. A lot of it is her teammates getting her the ball. And again, that's where I think, you know, from last year to this year, I think that's a big separator. I think we have We have seven girls that's all playing high-level basketball. I like to see when teams try to take Jillian away, because when teams take Jillian away, you've got three other girls that's scoring right there at double digits, and it just opens up everything for us. So it's a luxury. I think it shows how good of a player Jillian is. But like I said, you know, we like to see teams take Jillian away, because when that happens, it just opens the door for four others. So, but that's what a senior does, is they play hard, they execute, and they do things to win and get their teammates good looks.
That's what you expect out of a senior. You don't always know what you're going to get from your freshmen when they get onto a big stage like the state tournament, but you got a great performance out of freshman Kinley Randall last night. She had 17 points in the first half for you guys. She looks like she was getting to her spots and getting up clean shots, and it didn't look like Bethesda could do anything to slow her down.
Yeah, really proud with Kinley and her progression throughout the season. And you know, when I talk about the different stages of the season, you know, you look at that third long stretch, and, you know, I think we won 8 out of 9 games maybe coming into tonight. And a big part of that is Kinley has played well defensively in this late stretch, and she's really the tone setter. I mean, the last two games, especially last night, really got us going, got us settled in, and you know, she's a true point guard that can make plays for her teammates. You know, again, last year, Eliza Reinhardt's a heck of a player, but she was playing point guard last year, and she's now a post player. You know, now we have a true point guard, and Springer's right there, improved at the point guard position. And it really separates us from last year's team, this year's team. And, you know, we've had about the same results, but I've always felt that once we get it to click, the sky's the limit. And I think the girls are locked in. I think the coaches are locked in. I think it's starting to click. So we just got to keep that going.
Talking with Coach Brady Wiles of the Carroll Lady Cougar basketball team, got a big sectional championship tonight against the Clinton Central Lady Bulldogs. I was actually going to ask about Eliza Reinhardt next, Coach. She has really seemed to find her stride as a post player. She's right near a double-double, but one thing that I have especially been impressed with is just her passing ability from the post. Couple of questions. Number one, what have you seen in terms of her passing ability in the post, especially looking opposite to Saltz? And number two, when you talk about offenses, are you borrowing from the Phil Jackson triangle offense? Because there were a couple of times in the last two games in this sectional where it looked eerily similar with that triangle offense. So kind of talk about both of those if you can.
Yeah, I think, you know, looking back to Eliza when she came to Carroll last year, I think her biggest strength is passing. I think she is really good at getting downhill and then making that, you know, that dish pass when she makes the help side defense come over to her. So moving her to a wing/post position, I mean, every team zones us, so she ends up in the post. We try to keep her on the wing more, but she does end up at the post. But yeah, I mean, that's been a focus the last 2 weeks. That's, you know, Adam Harness takes Jillian. You know, we do a lot of individual work, and Eliza works with Adam a lot, and they've worked on the high-low passing. Phil, you know, the offense with Phil Jackson and the Bulls kind of is before my time. But
I'm dating myself. I know.
I caught the tail end of it with Phil out, you know, with Kobe and Shaq. And I don't know that we have Kobe and Shaq, but we'll take the comparison. We'll go with it.
Well, it definitely has been fun to watch just the ball movement. And on top of that, just from the perspective of a coach, just the defense, Schroeder, Springer, and of course, Isley. One thing that has been just remarkable to watch is that your team's ability to not only trap the ball, but just to get in the other team's jersey and do it with such control to where the fouls don't stack up, at least in the last couple of games. Kind of talk about how you guys approach defense in terms of getting it right in the player's jersey to the point of frustrating them, but also doing it in a controlled way to where you're not fouling every single time down the floor.
Yeah, I will say that's been a massive focus of ours is obviously we play up tempo and try to push the ball. We try to trap people defensively. And one of the focuses that we've pushed really hard the last 2 months is doing that and understanding that the trap is not where we're trying to get the steal. We are not fouling on the trap. We are not reaching on the trap. We're getting that steal off of reads and the next pass. And the harder the trap is when they pick up their dribble, the more aggressive we are to go get them. And, I think a big part of that, you got to give Olivia Schroeder credit. She's a great defender. One of the better defenders in the area, especially off the ball. And she does that without fouling. And when she started this role last year, we put her against post players, the Reef girl from North White, a couple of the tall six-footers from Northwestern, different players like that. Gardner from Sheridan, that's 6'1". Even post players, she's able to front, and she's able to guard the post, and she does it without fouling. And I think that's her biggest strength is ultimately number one defense, but number two, she does it without fouling, and that, truthfully, that's a rare thing, especially at the high school level.
Let's shift our focus and talk about tonight's matchup. You guys get Clinton Central, who picked up a win against Rossville, and then last night over Frontier. You guys and your coaching staff were watching that Rossville versus Clinton Central game on Tuesday pretty intently. What were your biggest takeaways from that game and kind of what you're going to use to prepare for Clinton Central tonight?
Yeah, I thought, Coach Don, Coach Jeremy, I thought they had a heck of a game plan against Rossville. I think they were felt like they were a little bit overmatched and felt like they had to slow the game down, and they executed that game plan to a T. You also look at the heart of Carly Davidson and essentially wills her way to win the game. And what she did in that game was simply breaking down their 2-3 or whatever zone they were playing, breaking it down, and then getting her role players wide open layups and truthfully taking role players and making them into above average basketball players. You look at Mounts, you look at number 11, they get really good looks because of Carly, and you have to give Carly a ton of credit. I mean, her passing is, to me, she's maybe the top two passer that we've faced. So, like I said, give them a ton of credit for the game on Tuesday. Phenomenal game plan, and they did exactly what they had to do to get the win. So, looking forward to the matchup tonight. I think, you look back to the matchup in November, and I think you have two completely different teams. I think they're going to do something completely different. I think we're going to do something completely different, and we'll see what happens.
Let's go. I'm ready.
Well, to remind people, back that matchup November 21st, you guys got a win 38-30. It was a low-scoring affair, kind of a grinded-out type of game. And is that you mentioned you're kind of expecting something different tonight. What are you expecting to see out of your squad and out of Clinton Central tonight?
Yeah, I think it'll be a little more high-scoring. I mean, at 38-30, it's we want to give both sides a little more entertainment than 38-30. I think I think the game was ugly for both teams. I think they made some turnovers in that game that they typically. I think we were off a little bit in that game too. The 3-2 zone really threw us off in that game. And I just what's really cool, and I know. I know a lot of people thought that Rossville would come out of this sectional, but to me, something just feels right about it being Carroll and Clinton Central. You look at the senior classes, you give Rossville a ton of credit with that senior class. You look at Clinton Central's senior class, you look at Carroll's senior class, and, like I said, it's special. You get three conference teams with senior classes like this. Something just feels right about tonight, and, it's going to be fun for both groups.
It will indeed. We'll have that game on WILO and streaming the audio on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. So listen in, 7:30 tonight. It's going to be a great matchup, Carroll versus Clinton Central Sectional 54 Championship game. Coach, we appreciate you joining us this morning, and good luck tonight.
All right, thank you. We'll see you there.
That's Carroll Cougar coach Brady Wiles. We're going to take a short break. Be right back on Inside the Huddle.
Jim here from Winsky Brothers with the top reasons you should be using our services.
Energy savings.
That's right. There's a 95% savings from recycling aluminum versus mining, and a 60% savings recycling steel.
Hauling and waste removal.
Winsky's offers industrial hauling and waste removal and provides roll-off service.
Customer service.
At Winsky Brothers, our customer service is outstanding. We'll have you on your way in no time.
More money in your pocket.
Every dollar counts these days, so come see us at Winsky Brothers, 751 West Washington Street in Frankfurt. Check us out at WinskyBrothers.com or on Facebook.
At Healthy Communities of Clinton County, we are dedicated to reducing the risk factors that lead to chronic disease. At Healthy Communities, we offer general health programs like insurance navigation, healthy eating, physical activity, and tobacco and vaping cessation. We help pregnant women to ensure healthy birth outcomes. We have a variety of recovery services at our Trinity Hope Center, including peer recovery coaching, support groups, and pro-social activities. To learn more on how we can help you make the healthy choice the easy choice, call 765-659-6063 or visit healthyclintoncounty.org.
WILO Farm at Noon, weekdays on AM 1570, 96.9 WILO, and 102.7 Boone's Best, your daily dose of agricultural insight. Get the latest market updates, expert farm management tips, and everything you need to keep your operation running smoothly. Whether you're in the field or on the go, WILO Farm at Noon is your trusted source for staying ahead in the world of agriculture. Don't miss out. Tune in every weekday at 12 noon. WILO Farm at Noon, where agriculture comes to grow. WILO's Farm at Noon, brought to you by Carter Farms Welding, your authorized Walinga dealer. Give them a call at 765-670-2038 or go to walinga.com. And the Community Foundation of Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, changing the future by investing in your community. Call 765-454-7298 or visit cfcarroll.org, cfclinton.org, or cfhoward.org for more information.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the free-for-all, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. Inside the Huddle brought to you by Healthy Communities of Clinton County and Winsky Brothers. We just caught up with Carroll girls basketball coach Brady Wiles. Now we'll get to our next guest, and it's Rossville boys basketball coach Corey Dunn. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing fine, thanks. Thanks for having me on, Kyle and Sam.
We appreciate you coming on. You guys have gone on a little bit of a winning streak, winning your last five games all by double digits. Talk about what you've seen from your squad over the last stretch.
I always say you're going to win a lot from losses, and I feel like we had those couple really big wins against Taylor and then had a tough loss against Sheridan on the road. And I felt like our guys started understanding a little bit more after that game. How to dig deep, might say, and honestly start playing basketball the way they're capable of. I really didn't feel like, other than those two Taylor games, we were really playing the way we needed to play, but guys are starting to figure that out now.
And it was obviously frustrating for you guys to drop that Sheridan game, because that pretty much takes you out of the race for the conference championship. But what was the message to the team after that loss to Sheridan, and what specifically have you seen turn around?
I think just our overall effort and attention to detail. I felt like, you can go back to the game as well, there was times where we felt like we could just do whatever we wanted to. And Sheridan did a great job of taking us out of those things. Credit to him. But sometimes you have to will yourself. And I don't feel like we were doing that very well. We were just expecting things to happen, expecting being able to get rebounds, expecting to be able to just make passes, expecting to be able to get good quality shots. And we were not doing that at the level we need to against a very good team. Still don't think we're quite there yet, but we're still working on it, and I think we're heading in the right direction. We'll see. We got some tough competition coming up here pretty soon.
Yeah, tonight or today against Fountain Central, then Western, Clinton Prairie, Northwestern. So some big games on the schedule coming up. Let's talk about Braden Tealy-Hahn and what you've seen from him over the back stretch of this season. Obviously, the great start to the season with that record-setting performance, and then he's had to kind of settle in against a lot of defensive coverages. Everyone's sending double teams at him, sending complicated defenses at him. What have you seen from him?
Really and truthfully, probably what I've seen from him in it is he's never wavering. He's still the same kid. No matter what defense is being thrown at him, he's trying to do what he can do to help the team win. And if he's having an off night, it's the great thing about him is it's never Braden Tealy-Hahn's having an off night. It's, man, I'm letting my team down. You know, he feels like, first and foremost, that he wants to help the team get wins, not be the all-time scorer, you know, be the leading scorer of each night. That is definitely not what's on his mind. And so sometimes when those teams take him away, if the guys are scoring and we're rolling, he is just as happy as whether or not he's the one scoring. So I think for him, he's more comfortable, really, in that role. It's a lot to, for 40 minutes, either be double teamed or sometimes triple teamed or full face denied. But after a while, you kind of get used to it. So he's really matured in that way.
Talking with head coach Corey Dunn of the Rossville Hornets basketball team, they've got an afternoon matinee, if you will, at Fountain Central. Coach, talking about the gym at Fountain Central, some history there for the Rossville Hornets, the shot in the sectional final several years ago. When you walk into different gyms, do you ever get kind of nostalgic for past games, or are there any gyms where you walk in and you kind of shudder because you remember past losses, kind of like, you know, going into Fountain Central, remembering some of the late game heroics of teams in the past? And what can you kind of bring to the current state of the Hornets with those lessons of the past?
Yeah, you're asking if you walk into gyms and get those chills, those feelings, or what? Absolutely, if you've done it as long as I have, yeah, you get a lot of those. Good, bad. Some gyms have both good and bad. Fountain Central being one of those. It's always a cool place to go. I'd say it's a lot cooler place for us to go now after. There's a lot of gyms out there that you get those feelings.
Well, we'll definitely have to wait for your memoirs to come out to talk about the good and the bad gyms, in your opinion, and everything like that. But kind of switching just a little bit, we're in the heart of the girls basketball tournament right now, and you've been at the games, your players have been at the games supporting the team and everything like that. Granted, girls basketball and boys basketball is a little bit different in terms of the style of the play and just the athletic ability and everything like that. But what are some of the things that you think your players have kind of taken from not just this year's girls tournament, but girls tournaments that they've gotten to experience over their high school careers. And have you, as a boys coach, used any of the lessons that you've seen during any girls tournament the last few years?
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely, right? Like you said, we've supported them, been to a lot of their games. They've been a great team to watch. I'm really proud of the Rossville girls and what they accomplished this season. I've been in those shoes that they just were in this week. That's painful, extremely, extremely painful. But we can use that, I guess, and we have. I know our players as well. It's a refresher for them. Any given night, something like that can happen for multiple reasons. You just never know. That's why you always want to come, well, for us, March, you're playing your best basketball then, so those things hopefully don't happen.
And, Sam, we're getting closer and closer to March Madness. The brackets are going to be filled out and everything like that. Coach, any possible thoughts on how the sectional is turning out, or are we still at the one game at one time as well, as I kind of throw it back over to Sam as well?
For me right now, I'm just worried about Fountain Central. Now, having said that, in the back of my mind, you know, we're constantly scouting, watching, preparing for our sectional opponent teams and thinking about even stuff we do in practice right now. Our kids don't always know it, but there's stuff we do that is preparing us. Little, subtle things, but preparing us for sectional. So, yeah, it's one game at a time. There's several good teams in our sectional, so we'll have to make sure and be ready come that time.
I wanted to talk briefly about Andrew Woolen. I felt like he kind of came out in that holiday tournament, had a big game against Taylor in that win, and he's playing his role to a T. He's averaging 7 points per game, shooting it at 60% from the field, getting rebounds, getting assists. What have you seen from the sophomore?
Just a huge spark plug for us. And honestly, I saw it this summer. We knew what he was capable of pretty early. And then especially, you know, this fall, we could tell he grew a little bit more. He's in our weights class. He lifted hard this summer, so he definitely got stronger. And when those things happened, I thought, oh, man, that Andrew's going to be really big for us this year just because of his speed, athleticism, how hard he plays. And then his rebounding this season has been unbelievable, honestly, for his size. But it just shows, you know, if you got some athleticism and you got some heart, and he's got a whole lot of that, you can do a lot of things to help a team. And he's made this plays well with the guys on the floor. We saw it at the beginning of the season, and he kind of hit a little low there with kind of typical of a first-year varsity player. You know, the competition kind of ramped up, and the lights got brighter, and he kind of had to adjust. But then once he kind of figured that out, it's been – I mean, if you look back, he's probably averaging, I think, 12 points in the last maybe six or seven games. So that 7 points per game is a little misleading.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the Fountain Central game coming up this afternoon. What have you seen from them, and what's the game plan going into it?
You know, we got to make sure and play our style of basketball. If that means we have to force it, we need to be ready to do that. But we have to be smart enough when we're trying to force our style of play. They can be very deliberate. They score a lot less than us. They'll work it more, and defensively they've been really solid. They've got a lot of strength. I wouldn't say they have a ton of size, but they've got a lot of strength. And so we got to make sure and be strong with the basketball and really be the aggressors this afternoon.
And then we mentioned the Western game coming up next week, but then also next week you get back to Hoosier Heartland Conference play with a matchup against Clinton Prairie. We'll have that game on Hoosierland TV, and that was a a big matchup last year where Clinton Prairie was able to get it done, and they, of course, they had such a good team last year. And so as you look forward to the back stretch of the season, you got just that, that's the last conference game you have, and then some more games getting you ready for the state tournament.
Yeah, this next week, I mean, counting today, this next 8 days is going to be a lot of fun. And I always feel like it's a player's dream, you know, 4 games in 8 days. You know, one of those days is a Sunday, so, you know, we're not in there working them on a Sunday because we can't. So, really, they got, you know, 4 games, 3 practices. I don't know how much better it gets for you as a player. So, and some great competition. Western is playing really well right now, I feel like. They just played Oak Hill, number one team in 2A, to a pretty close game. And then, obviously, the rival with Clinton Prairie. And we've seen what rivals can be like already this season with us and Carroll. You got to make sure you're ready to play. So, and Prairie brings their own special brand of basketball, and we got to make sure we're ready to play in a big moment. Big, it'll be a big crowd, so it should be a good night.
Then Valentine's Day against Northwestern as well. Send them some chocolates and some flowers, and hopefully home with a loss too.
Yeah, and they're another really good team on our schedule. You know, they're a smaller 3A school, but their record is really good this year. We, you know, I hope those games like that help prepare us come March.
Absolutely, and we're looking forward to the game next week against Clinton Prairie. We're also looking forward to those sectional draws coming up in early March. Coach, we appreciate you coming on the show, talking a little basketball. Good luck today against Fountain Central. That game is at Fountain Central at 2:30, so if you want to check it out, go ahead and do that. Coach, we appreciate you coming on.
Right. Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it.
That's Rossville boys basketball coach Corey Dunn is their team. Improves to 14-2 on the season after this recent stretch, and they've got Fountain Central today, and mentioned the Clinton Prairie game next Friday on Hoosierland TV. We're going to take a short break and be right back with quarter number 3 of Inside the Huddle.
You know, at Winsky Brothers, we don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take our customers seriously. Whether you're hauling scrap metal, shopping for new or used steel, or need one of our roll-off waste containers, we're here to help. Sure, we're kind of famous for that giant 70-foot truck scale, but what really matters is you, our community. I'm Jim Byers, and we're grateful for your trust, your business, and even your jokes when you stop by. From all of us at Winsky Brothers, thank you. Find us at 751 West Washington Street or online at winskybrothers.com.
At Healthy Communities of Clinton County, we are dedicated to reducing the risk factors that lead to chronic disease. At Healthy Communities, we offer general health programs like insurance navigation, healthy eating, physical activity, and tobacco and vaping cessation. We help pregnant women to ensure healthy birth outcomes. We have a variety of recovery services at our Trinity Hope Center, including peer recovery coaching, support groups, and pro-social activities. To learn more on how we can help you make the healthy choice the easy choice, call 765-659-6063 or visit healthyclintoncounty.org.
Isn't it strange that Google, the company that virtually owns every single move you make on the internet, advertises on radio? GEICO, the insurance outfit run by Warren Buffett, a guy who rarely makes stupid investments, purchases an obscene amount of radio ads. HomeAdvisor, Hotwire, Hulu, Netflix, Angie's List, Zillow, Hotels.com, Amazon, Priceline, and Wayfair all advertise on mass reach radio. These are companies that exist only on the internet. What do they know that you don't? While internet-targeted advertising can be useful, it's weak at establishing new customers. For new customers, they turn to mass-reach media like radio. They know if the customer knows you before they need you, you get the click more often. This doesn't mean internet advertising is wrong, flawed, or useless. Quite the contrary. It's a perfectly viable way to advertise. But if someone tells you to throw all your advertising on the internet, tell them you will, just as soon as Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and Larry Page do the same.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
Today we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a high of 20 and a wind chill of -1. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 11. Sunday is going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 27. Monday, we start out the work week partly sunny with a high of 36. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers and a high of 45. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Real-time weather radar 24/7 at Boone, Clinton, and Carroll County. DailyNews.com.
back on Inside the Huddle, quarter number three. Inside the Huddle brought to you by Healthy Communities of Clinton County and Winsky Brothers. We thank you for joining us this morning on Inside the Huddle. If you missed any part of today's show, remember you can watch it on Hoosier Land TV. It'll be archived for later viewing. You can find the archived episodes on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and on Spotify. Just search Inside the Huddle or Casper Media, and you should be able to find the show. We've talked with the Carroll girls basketball coach, Brady Wiles. We talked with Corey Dunn earlier. We're going to have Don Helmick on the show in just a little bit, but I wanted to give us a break to kind of reset. We'll talk a little bit of wrestling. We'll kind of recap what we've seen in the girls basketball tournament and what's coming up in boys basketball. So plenty of sports still going on. It kind of seems like a slow time because there's not as many sports going right now, but it is really a fast time for all the sports that are going.
Yeah, absolutely. Tournament time is just the most exciting time because that's what you prepare for all season long. I would almost venture to say there are some conferences where it is more difficult to win the conference than it is to win the sectional. So a lot of teams, yeah, they want to do as well as they possibly can in conference, but the sectional is when it seems like the magic happens. And, you know, it's the stuff that movies are made of, whether it's basketball or whether it's wrestling. And you got a lot of young gentlemen competing today for not just the opportunity to qualify to move on, but to go to certain big arenas like that big Newcastle gym for that huge, almost WWE-like extravaganza that they have for semi-state. So it's an exciting time, even though it doesn't seem like there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, so wrestling regionals taking place today. Last week, sectionals, I know we talked a little bit about it on last week's show, but obviously didn't have any results. So I'll just run through a little bit from what we saw. Sectional 18 at Frankfort. You had teams like Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, Frankfort, Rossville, Sheridan, Lebanon. But then you also had teams like Westfield, Hamilton Southeastern, Fishers, and Carmel. So it's a mix of big schools and small schools. And for our local athletes and guys that are playing at the competing at the 1A level in most of their matches, they're up against some tough competition. I know Rossville and Clinton Central have done a great job of scheduling some big competition in the regular season this year to prepare them for that sectional. But it doesn't always get you ready for seeing guys from Fishers and Hamilton Southeastern and schools like that.
Well, that's one thing that I've always liked. I know we're getting closer and closer to baseball, and I'm trying not to talk about pitchers and catchers reporting in a couple of weeks and everything like that, but Brad Scott of Rossville always remarked that he wanted to make sure that you play teams in your conference, but he also wanted to challenge the kids a little bit. That way, if you're seeing a kid that's throwing a 70, 80, you know, mile-an-hour fastball, once you get into the tournament against teams that are a little bit more your size, that pitch in a 1A tournament is going to look like a beach ball. So I think that it's good to have an overall season record, but at the end of the day, your main job as a coach is to make sure that your guys are as set up to be as successful as possible. So the fact that these guys are getting to wrestle against the teams like the Carmels, like the Westfields, I think that's a good thing, definitely, to have on the schedule. And I believe that Frankfort sectional, Westfield was victorious as well, too. So Westfield taking down Carmel, which, man, we could do 2.5 hours on that rivalry alone in terms of just both the schools and just both those communities down there. So, you know, hats off to the Shamrocks for knocking off the Greyhounds.
Yeah, Westfield got the team victory, and we had several players get big wins individually. Of course, the top four in each weight class from the individual weight classes move on. So even if you didn't win, you still have a chance to move on to the regional round. So we'll talk about the winners first. Dallas Rosenbarger for Rossville, winning in the 126 weight class. He's had a fantastic season, came in undefeated on the year and continues to be that way. Jacob Weaver at the 157 weight class, another Rossville guy that was able to get a win. Jacob Cole at 175, he got a big win. Those were our three local champions, but then we have several guys finish as qualifiers, getting in those top four spots. Cooper Long from Rossville, Parkle Boyles from Clinton Prairie. You had Levi Jacobs from Clinton Central, Dixon Cole from Rossville, Luke Weaver from Rossville, Nate Byers from Clinton Central, Alex Cravens from Sheridan. You had Jacob Cole. I mentioned Jacob Cole, the winner, but then also Thomas Thompson from Lebanon, Zach Terrell from Lebanon, Daniel Martinez out of Frankfurt at 215, Garen Stokes from Lebanon, Colin Mooneyhan from Clinton Central, all victorious. And then in the sectional eight from Lafayette Jefferson, Wyatt Tudor of Delphi was the champion at 144, and then several other guys from Delphi and Carroll qualifying to move on to regionals.
Yeah, it's wrestling to me has always been the blue-collar sport. And, you know, growing up coaching tennis and growing up playing tennis, that was always kind of the white-collar sport just a little bit. There's just a little certain air to it. And you go to a tennis practice, and then you go into the wrestling room, and it's, you know, people are just going absolutely after it. The music is blaring as loud as possible. You can hear the Metallica just going absolutely out of their minds. And some of the loudest people in there are the actual wrestlers themselves. And now that we've got girls wrestling being an actually sanctioned sport with IHSAA, the girls are giving the guys a run for their money. Like, they're having like challenge matches before and after practice in many cases. So I think the level of competition has definitely gone up with the girls having it finally sanctioned by the IHSAA. And as we've remarked many times through various coaches that we've had on the program and stuff like that, this is a hotbed for wrestling action. From Clinton Central, able to win the Hoosier Heartland Conference as close as they did. Rossville's been successful the last couple of years. And then the individual champions from places like Lebanon and Frankfurt, especially in the girls' wrestling, has just been a remarkable story to watch over the past couple of years.
Talking about the comparison between tennis and wrestling, one you're talking about love, and the other one you're just throwing people around.
We all about the love in tennis, you know, all about the love.
We're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we'll talk with Don Helmick, the Clinton Central girls basketball coach. We'll be right back on Inside the Huddle.
In these days when every dollar counts, Winske Brothers is here to put more money back in your wallet. Whether you're coming from Lebanon, Delphi, Tipton, or beyond, Winske's is worth your while. Winske's offers metal recycling, industrial hauling and waste removal, new and used steel sales, and more. And at Winske Brothers, customer service is second to none. Winske's is fully insured with no purchase minimum to serve all customers, large and small.
Hi, I'm Jim from Winske Brothers. We hope to see you soon at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort, or check us out at WinskeBrothers.com or on Facebook. We appreciate your business.
At Healthy Communities of Clinton County, we are dedicated to reducing the risk factors that lead to chronic disease. At Healthy Communities, we offer general health programs like insurance navigation, healthy eating, physical activity, and tobacco and vaping cessation. We help pregnant women to ensure healthy birth outcomes. We have a variety of recovery services at our Trinity Hope Center, including peer recovery coaching, support groups, and pro-social activities. To learn more on how we can help you make the healthy choice the easy choice, call 765-659-6063 or visit healthyclintoncounty.org.
Our Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Gettysburg Address, President Lincoln's Bixby Letter, links to all 63 national parks, Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, a Norman Rockwell tribute, state mottos for all 50 states, and much more. Hi, I'm Russ Casper, President and CEO of Casper Media. I encourage you to check out American Treasures on BooneCountyDailyNews.com and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Look for American Treasures tab at the top of your free local online daily news site. Go to Clinton County Daily News or Boone County Daily News and rediscover our precious, enduring American treasures. Our world-famous Bill of Rights tops the list. We even include some pretty cool videos. American Treasures, let me know what you think.
If you have any suggestions to add to our American Treasures collection, please reach out to Russ Casper of Casper Media at frontdesk@casperradio.com.
Back on Inside the Huddle for quarter number four. Sam Ward alongside Kyle Etherington. Inside the Huddle brought to you by Healthy Communities of Clinton County and Winske Brothers. Let's get to our guest now for quarter number four. It's Clinton Central girls basketball coach Don Helmick. Coach, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
We are doing well. Coach, you guys got a big win last night over Frontier to move to the sectional championship game, and then everyone talking about the big win against Rossville on Tuesday, 40-36. And we'll start with that game, and just an excellent game plan from your team, from your coaching staff, in order to execute that game and come out with the victory. What was the message to the squad going into that game, and what did you see from your team execution-wise?
Well, going into the game, we just said that, you know, we played them, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and you know, after the first half, they pretty much dominated us, and you know, we broke down the first quarter and then watched a little bit of the meltdown. Said, you know, this is how good you could be and how bad you can be. You need to understand that you can play with this team, but have a stupid mistake. I can't have all the turnovers that we had that game. So, you know, we went in and, you know, basically we told them that, hey, opposed to the last couple of years, the pressure's on them. I mean, they were the 21-22-1 team. We were the team that just got beat by 20. You know, they were the team that everybody was talking about going to semi-state and we were just there. So, you know, we kind of approached it as, hey, we're playing with house money and, play loose, have fun, and enjoy the moment.
Talk about the strategy starting in the first quarter. Everyone knew kind of that Carly was dealing with that ankle injury that she suffered in the first Rossville game and tweaked it a little bit against Sheridan, and she was played excellent and played her heart out in that game. But talk about the strategy in the first quarter to kind of give her some rest while still in the game and keep her a little bit off the ball in the first quarter so she could attack in the second half.
Well, you know, they kind of helped us with that when they wouldn't come out of that zone and we could hold it for 3.5 minutes. You know, that was for us, that was huge. You know, we ended up going down 8-5 after that quarter. And you know, our whole mind thought was, you know, we can't win this game in the first quarter. We can't win it in the first half, but we can lose in that time period. So we were basically playing the game in 4-minute segments. You know, we were, okay, this is the 4 minutes. We got to win this. We got to stay close. And our goal going into halftime was to be down 5 or less or to be winning. And, you know, we were down 1. And, you know, with them not pressuring us early in the first quarter, that give Carly's foot a little bit of time to get into the flow of the game. You know, the trainer there didn't get her taped until right before we warmed up, so she didn't have a normal warm-up. So, you know, it helped a lot of things from that standpoint. And, you know, we've tried that before in some other situations this year, and our girls just had never been disciplined or they let the fans dictate either the visiting fans or the home fans hey, you can't hold the ball. You got to go. Well, this time we were able to get the girls to buy in and, you know, disciplined enough to hold it. I mean, I know the officials liked it.
We did see some of the officials laughing during that 3-minute stretch. But like you said, that was Rossville was up 8-5 at that point. It's not like you were holding with the lead and trying to just milk the clock out. You were slowing the pace of the game down. And then in the second half, Carly was able to get going, and it seemed like she could get to any spot she wanted. And when the defense did double, she was finding the open person time and time again. And Addie Mounts had a fantastic game, scoring in double figures for you guys in that game. What did you see specifically from Carly, but then also getting her teammates involved?
Well, and you know, they would double and would you know, we set better screens in that game. I mean, the first screen of the game, I went and rewatched it, was a screen on Burkle, and I mean, it was a solid, it wasn't illegal or anything, and Carly comes off the screen. We didn't score on it, but it kind of set the tone that, you know, we're going to set some screens, and it was the Mounts girl that set the screen, and, I mean, she's like a brick wall anyway. And, you know, I think it kind of startled them that we were going to, you know, set screens like that. But we were setting screens, and Carly, you know, once we got to that point where we were still in the game midway through the third quarter, You know, I think it was just one of those things that Carly just, you know, wasn't going to let us lose. You know, she, I think she had 21 that night, and we had 40. So, you know, and then the Mounts girl had 10, and we didn't get a whole lot out of anybody else. But, I mean, defensively and you know, rebounding, and, I mean, we had 5 turnovers for the game. I mean, that might be the fewest turnovers we've had since I've been here in a game. So, you know, we played really well. Again, we were able to hold the ball for 3.5 minutes, so there was probably been some more turnovers in that time period. But, you know, it pulled them out of that zone, and, you know, it allowed us to spread the floor out a little bit. And then, you know, they did leave on purpose or forget about Mounts, and she hit some shots, hit some free throws, and you know, we had some other girls step up and hit a basket here or there that you know, may not look big, but in a four-point ball game, every basket you score is big.
And the free throws ended up being a big part of that game because your team shot it pretty well from the free throw line, and, you know, Mounts hitting a couple free throws, and Hannah Jacobs actually hit the free throws that gave your team the lead in the third quarter, and then Carly down the stretch connecting on seemingly every free throw she shot. Talk about what goes into that practicing-wise and what you saw your team able to execute on that end.
Well, you know, we try to do different things. We do what we call pressure free throws. We even, you know, run and do free throws. And sometimes at times when we shot free throws, it seemed the worst they got in the games. But, you know, they were just focused that night, and we know tonight they're going to try to beat Carly up. That seems to be what a lot of teams are doing right now, and you know, they know she's on an ankle that isn't 100%, and you know, the Sheridan game, you know, they beat the time out of her, and you know, fortunately we've hit the weights hard this year, and you know, we're a stronger team than we were last year. You know, and if the officials aren't calling it a little bit tighter, then, you know, it's going to be the same game as we had with Rossville, the same game as we had with Sheridan. And, you know, you hope that they tighten it up a little bit and you know, we're able to get to the line and take advantage of that.
Talking with Coach Don Helmick of the Clinton Central Lady Bulldogs, got a big matchup tonight against the Carroll Cougars at 7:30 down at Bethesda Christian. Everybody making the long trek down to Brownsburg this evening, and people are going to be listening on WILO. But, Coach, talking about the physicality and the aggressiveness, Hannah Jacobs has just been, at least from my perspective, an absolute beast when it comes to just rebounding and just having a nose for the ball. She has just seemingly been a ball hog this entire week. Kind of talk about her progression and also her ability just to be in the right spot at the right time to get that big offensive board or to make that key defensive play, especially in both of the games that you've had this week.
Hannah's, what, 3'9"? but she, I mean, it's kind of like Dennis Rodman was. I mean, she just can find a way to get in there and get rebounds. I don't know if they just lose her. She's, you know, pound for pound, she may be our most athletic girl. You know, and she's probably one of the quicker kids I've ever coached. And sometimes that gets her in trouble because, you know, it takes her out of position. But, you know, she's not someone that's going to score a bunch. She's not going someone that's going to do the flashy things. She kind of does the things that no one wants. And you know, throughout the year, Jeremy Robbins, one of the coaches, has joked, and, you know, he says, I think it was 24 when we played Tinley. I bet number 24 dreams tonight and has nightmares about you, Hannah. you know, she's, you know, and that's helped us a little bit with Carly because, you know, in the past, Carly has usually had to guard the best or the second best player. And this year, Hannah's been able to step into that role. You know, now against Rossville, it didn't work totally because of the height difference. But, you know, when there's not someone that's going to post up, you know, Hannah, she's just, you know, I tell her, and of course, you know, they don't know who this is, but the old pink Energizer bunny that just kept going and going and going. I mean, that's kind of what I think of Hannah. I mean, there's, she has a motor that just doesn't quit, and she really, from start to finish, there's not a lot of slowdown. I mean, she doesn't take time off. She just keeps going. And, I mean, she annoys the time out of the kids that she's on a lot of the times.
Well, she definitely did that on Tuesday evening, and she definitely did that against Frontier last night. Speaking of kind of the flash, coming into this tournament, Sam and I were talking on the radio before the Rossville game. Your team only had roughly maybe 23, 24 three-pointers coming into the tournament. Abby Harris last night seemed like she was able to kind of find her stride, and I kind of remarked on the broadcast that it seemed like she was not so much floating on her shot, but she was getting a little bit more verticality on her shot. Not to, you know, give away too much, but what have you guys been working on this week, and how was she able to kind of change her shot? Because it seemed like she really struggled from the outside against Rossville, but against Frontier, it seemed like she really kind of found her stride from outside the arc, hitting several three-pointers.
Yeah, the big thing with her is a lot of it is just the mindset. And you go back to the first Rossville game, she hit six threes. I think against Sheridan, she had six or seven threes. And then, you know, in the Rossville game the other night, she hit so much. So she's either on or off. And last night, we're hoping that got her going. But we just did a lot of shooting and you know, tried to get her to understand that every shot doesn't have to be a three-pointer. You know, I think sometimes she falls in love with the three-pointer. And, you know, and if it's going, that's great, which was one of the things we told her about the Rossville game. You know, she missed her first two or three, and I think she only took five for the game. But usually, you know, she has that shooter's mindset that, hey, the only way to get out of a slump is to keep shooting. And sometimes she takes some ill-advised shots. And in the Rossville game, you know, she recognized early on that her shot wasn't falling, and, you know, she decided to distribute the ball or, you know, take care of it a little bit better than she had in the past. And I think sometimes when she feels pressure or like, well, my game's not going well, I can't handle the ball, she just shoots it to get rid of it. And, you know, we've talked about that. And, you know, and the big thing is, you know, these seniors have been together since they were third or fourth grade, and they've been put in every situation and situations where Davison wasn't on the floor. And, you know, Abby, you can handle the ball. You're better than you give yourself credit for is kind of the approach that we've taken this week with her and actually the last part of the season.
Well, let's shift our focus to tonight, sectional championship game against Carroll. And you guys played early on in the season back in November. That was a 38-30 win for the Cougars. But that game is kind of not going to be indicative of what we're going to see tonight. I think we're going to see a lot different game tonight in the sectional championship game. So what have you seen from Carroll over the last week in the tournament and over the last little bit of the season in your scouting? And then what's the game plan going into tonight?
Well, I mean, the first thing, if you go back and you look, I don't think we've beaten them seven straight times. And I think my three times when I was at Kathryn and played them, I think I lost all three of those times. So, you know, I think I'm 0-8 against Carroll. So, you know, a blind squirrel's got to get a nut every once in a while, right?
There you go, right?
So,
I think
but
that's
no,
how
I
got
mean,
a junior prom date one time. So,
you go back and you look, and I think the last four games, I know three of the four, we were leading at halftime. And you know, the last one, we actually led to start the fourth quarter. You know, we broke that film down and different things, but we just, you know, in the last one, I don't know her name. I did then, but number zero came off the bench. You know, they were down one, and zero came in at that time was a floater on JV varsity, and she hits a three in the corner. And I guess defensively we thought, hey, it was a fluke, and we let her have another one from the wing, and we went from one up to five down in a matter of, you know, two trips down the floor. So, you know, we've talked about defending that and you know, knowing the personnel. But, I mean, you know, it's similar to the Rossville game from the standpoint that, you know, the pressure's on them. They've beat us, you know, John Harrell, who, you know, he's just got everything right. He's already got us tonight losing by four. So, you know, pressure's on them. And, you know, they're the defending sectional champs. So we're going in and we're going to try to play loose. And we've part of the reason I think last night was as ugly and sloppy as it was, on top of the fact that, you know, we tried not to use Carly very much. We used her a lot more than we thought we was going to have to. And Frontier's improved, going through a coaching change a few weeks ago. But, you know, as soon as that game was over on Tuesday night and we got back and seen that Carroll won, you know, we started preparing for Carroll. So we talked about, you know, Frontier maybe 10 minutes over the last 4 days. So, you know, we've got a few things that we're going to try, but, you know, in the end, they're a very, very good team. Started the year ranked. They did have a little spell over Christmas where, you know, they kind of hit a little valley, but they've got things going in the right direction again, and they play so hard and physical that, you know, we're gonna have to man up a little bit, and we know what they're gonna do with Carly, and you know, we've talked about someone else to step up. Even if Carly gets her 20, we're not gonna win this game only scoring 20 points. So we're gonna have to have some kids step up and just go out there and play and enjoy the moment. And, you know, we're one of 32 teams left in single A. And there's a lot of teams in the area that would love to have an opportunity to play tonight. So we, you know, our goal going in each year is to get to the championship game of the sectional. It's not to win it. It's to get there. And now our goal is to win it. But, you know, you can't win it if you're not in it. So, you know, we've accomplished that goal. Now we're refocusing and you know, see what we can do to walk out of there tonight and cut some nets down.
Well, we look forward to that game tonight. Remember, we'll have that game on WILO. You can stream it on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. And, Coach, we really appreciate the time, and we look forward to watching this battle tonight, you guys versus Carroll.
All right, thank you.
That's Clinton Central girls basketball coach Don Helmick. They will take on the Carroll Cougars tonight at 7:30. We'll have pregame for you at 7:15 here on WILO. That'll do it for this episode of Inside the Huddle. For Kyle Etherington, I'm Sam Wirt. Saying so long, everybody.